Hello, this is Max from Toys in the Forest from Belgium, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio show live on flappydaddy.com. And of course, podcasting every Tuesday at section86.com. Stay tuned, Rackers.
86 Productions.
Now we're not going to fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man. And if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you can get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah!
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
Yeah.
There's a different group to get pissed off at you in this country for everything you're not supposed to say. Can't say fruit, can't say faggot, can't say queer, can't say Nancy boy, can't say pansy. Can't say nigger, boogie, jig, jigaboo, skinhead, jungle bunny, mooly, moulinyan, or schwatzer. Can't say yid, heeb, zeeb, kike, mocky, dago, guinea, wop. They're only words. It's the context that counts. It's the user. It's the intention behind the words that makes them good or bad. The words are completely neutral. The words are innocent. I get tired of people talking about bad words and bad language. Bullshit. It's the context that makes them good or bad. The context that makes them good or bad. For instance, you take the word nigger. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the word nigger in and of itself. It's the racist asshole who's using it that you ought to be concerned about. We don't care when Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy say it. Why? Because we know they're not racist. They're niggers. Context. Context. We don't mind their context because we know they're black. Hey, I know I'm Whitey, the blue-eyed devil, patio fade, gray boy, honky motherfucker myself. Don't bother my ass.
Shit caught me off guard again. That is the band called Becoming, and the song is called Injustice from their Sonic Revelations album released just this year, 2009. And hey, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. This is going to be podcast number 51 this coming Tuesday at section86.com. And yeah, hope you like that band right there called Becoming. You can check out more from them at MySpace/Becoming Band. And great album. They sent me this album, Sonic Revelations, here just earlier this summer. And one of my earlier podcasts, I played a 3-song block from it. And actually, I played that in one of those 3 songs. Anyway, great song right there, Injustice. And again, like I said, welcome back to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show. And nice to see the chatters back on the chat board with me, as always. And everybody who's taking time to listen and download my shows, I certainly appreciate that, man. Trying to get this good music out there and being heard, and that's what I'm all about. And thanks for participating in it. Got Chris is on the chat board with us from the vast United Kingdom. Ask him where he's from. He said the UK. That covers a large area, so I'm not exactly sure. But it's good to have Chris on the board for the first time. And we got the regulars on the board. Helderado just hopped on. He just got back from the race over in Texas, the truck race tonight. And pretty cool stuff there. He just got here and tuned in. Toker Dave's on the chat board with us, as always. And many thanks to all of them for tuning in and making this show, keeping it going. Anyway, the band before the Becoming was called Flat Tires, and an album they sent me a year or so ago. It was released in 2007. The album's called Paying Dues Again. And yeah, man, fucking pay dues every goddamn week. And the song I played from them was track number 8 off that album. The song is called Shake It from the Flat Tires. And another album sent to me earlier, I think I got this in the fall of last year. The band is called Guns of Nevada. And from their self-titled album, I played a nice cover of a, Johnny Cash song, Jackson. And pretty cool rockabilly, psychobilly, whatever the hell you want to call it, man. Pretty good version right there from the band Guns of Nevada. And a band that was sent to me from Billy from Keep It Metal Music Promotions. Man, he's been a big fan of my show and a big supporter. He supports a lot of bands, man. He gets in the trenches and works pretty hard. The band he sent me this week was called Ghetto, and heard a song from their 2009 release called Follow Your Passion, and the song is called So Pretty. And again, check out more from Ghetto at MySpace/GhettoTrendKiller. And let's see, I started this night off here a while ago with a band called Veins Iced Over. And what a kick-ass band they are, man. Pretty heavy metal band. And from their 2009 album just released called The Awakening, played, I don't know what track number it is right now. The track's called Holy Water. And again, I hope you like something, that first set of music here. And like I said before, many thanks to all the people that helped keep this show going. I already told you about Billy from Keep It Metal Music Promotions. He is the one that sent me the band Ghetto. And I got some music lined up later in the show from tonight from Rockaholic Promotions. Yeah, that used to be Rock Princess. I've told you about her on my past podcast. Shaz, man, she gets down in the trenches, works hard for all these independent bands, and she's been certainly helping out my show a lot. And many thanks to Shaz for helping out. She's got a good interview coming up with a band that I'm going to be featuring after this next set of music. The band's called Toys in the Forest, and I believe Max said they're from Belgium. And Max is a lead singer, guitar player. And like I say, after this next set of music, I got a nice half-hour set of music from the band Toys in the Forest. And like I said, a Rockaholic Promotion, she did an interview with Max, the singer from Toys in the Forest. And it's going to be up on jamboni.com here pretty soon. And, or maybe, the Rock and Roll Report as well. So look forward to that here coming up pretty soon. And I got a lot of music to fit into a short time, really, man. Got 2 hours to go, and got a whole lot of fucking music to play. So I'm going to change gears just a little bit right here, and I'm going to go old school on you for a little bit. Some of this was recorded in, I think, 1973, the earliest, and it goes up to about, the last song I'm going to be playing is right around, I think it was released in 1992. Anyway, so a little bit old school. This is Leslie West, one of my favorite guitar players, always has been. And on these couple of these tracks here, he's going to get help from the great Jack Bruce. Of course, Jack Bruce sang and also played bass in the legendary Cream band. So anyway, this is a nice little 3-song block right here from Leslie West with the help of Jack Bruce. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. We'll be right back.
just the same. Turn the light on the window pane. Now I'm crying. Down, down, baby, I'm down. Down, down, baby, I'm down. It's all right. Sometimes I'm dreaming. It's all right. Sometimes I'm trying. Baby, I'm down.
Last time I didn't play here, it burned down. I just found out it burned down, man.
Is it arson or what?
Thank you.
Yeah, Leslie West doing a little bit of Elvis right there. Man, that's beautiful guitar playing. That is, well, Leslie's version of Love Me Tender. And again, like I said, the great Leslie West from his album entitled Theme. I believe it was out in 1988. And also from that album was a song called Spoonful. And with the help of Jack Bruce. Yeah, Jack Bruce from Cream. They used to be in West Bruce and Lang as well. Get to that in a minute. But the song Spoonful and Love Me Tender were off Leslie West's solo album called Theme, released in, I believe, like I said, 1988. And right before that, a release from Leslie West, just entitled Live. It's all live tracks from, I think, different venues. But I played a song on there. Actually, it's an old Leslie West, before he was with the band Mountain, he had a solo album out. And a song from that was called Baby, I'm Down. And the great Leslie West. And speaking of West, Bruce and Lang, played a song from them off their Live and Kickin' album called Politician. Again, another Cream cover with the help of Jack Bruce on vocals and bass with Leslie West and Corky Lang on that particular song. The funny thing about the Leslie West Theme album with the help of Jack Bruce, it's not quite a West, Bruce and Lang reunion, because at that time, Corky Lang and Leslie weren't getting along. So they got a new drummer for that particular album. His name was Joe Franco. And man, he plays a hell of a drums. Anyway, three song block right there from, like I told you earlier, one of my favorite guitar players, Leslie West, thrown in with one of my favorite bass players, and that's Jack Bruce, of course. And hey, many thanks for tuning in, like I said earlier. And I want to say a special hello to Shaz, who just hopped on. She's, I've told you about her many times. She's been helping me out on my show quite often. And she was, telling you about her before under the name of Rock Princess Promotions and Music. And she's now got a new site up, Rockaholic Promotions. And as I said earlier, this band I'm going to feature right now out of France, the band's called Toys in the Forest. I believe last week she did an interview with Max, the lead singer. And that interview is going to be up pretty soon on jambuni.com. And like I said, and or the Rock and Roll Report as well. So, you know, I'll give you more information as I get it. When it comes out, I'll let you know about it. But it's from the sounds of it, it's a really good interview. And you know, many thanks to Shaz for tuning in tonight and hopping in the chat for the first time. It's really good to see you on here, and welcome, Shaz. And what I'm going to do right now is get into this set from Toys in the Forest. Like I said, the band members are Max on guitar and vocals, and you have Toff on bass, Pierre on drums, and yeah, three-quarter plays the guitar also. And I'm going to play six songs here that were recorded there. Actually, they are live tracks, but they're not live in front of a big studio audience. These are recorded at Capitol Studios in Paris. And two of them are from recorded in Belgium at a studio, I believe, too. But they're, you know, plug and play live, man. This band's a kick-ass live band, and you'll find that out here as soon as I start playing them. But they've got a couple of albums out and an EP that was released in 2006 called Suspects, as well as an album that was released in 2008, and they've been touring on it for a while. The album is called Sex Toys and Rock and Roll, and there'll be tracks from that on there as well in this next set. Also, there's a unreleased track that they sent me, and it's a fucking kick-ass set, man, or a song. The song's called Broken Guitar, and like I said, it's unreleased. They are planning on a new album out pretty soon. I think their website says maybe December, which would be really cool. Maybe this song here will be on it. But like I said, these guys are great live. They've been around since 2005, and they've had a couple lineup changes over the last couple of years, but they've been on the road promoting, like I said, the latest album, Sex, Toys, and Rock and Roll. And man, they're in the ditches and digging hard, man, and this is some kick-ass music. And man, I'm going to do the best I can for them, and I hope you like this band right here. Like I said, I'll talk to you on the other side of these, but this is going to be about a 30-minute set from the band Toys in the Forest.
Okay, I'm also having sympathy for a dead man.
baby, just let them fly. I was alive, I'm crucified. I was the kind you're buried alive. I was happy, it's time to die. Baby, let my heart fly. Baby, our love we had inside. Baby, on the fire, not just ours. Baby, now it's time to say goodbye. Now it's time to say goodbye. And all my dreams go before me. Bye.
come back just to say goodbye.
Go!
Hello, rockers. This is Max from Toys in the Forest, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio show now.
Hey, myself anymore. I lost the key when I was at the door. All the words you said to me, well, gotta thank you, baby. But I'm just on my way now, I'm sorry. Cause baby, when I just met you, I didn't know I wouldn't believe you. I feel sorry, but I had to leave you. I don't understand myself anymore. The things I used to love, but I just hate it more. And all the dreams I had just fly away. You were the one I had, but I'm away. Cause baby, when I see you, you're the one. Dreams I just built for you, they're gone without you. Now I hate you. Yes, I do. Baby, I don't understand myself no more. I lost the keys and I'm locked inside your side. If somebody just could find me now, leave the baby alone again. Cause baby, when I met you ago, when I couldn't find you, locked inside myself again. I'm sorry, but I have to go now. Cause baby, now I'm alone again. But I feel safe within myself. Thank you.
is Toys in the Forest. Great fucking band right there out of Belgium. Max sent me a bunch of these tracks here earlier in the week, and many thanks to Max for doing that, man. Like I said, those last two tracks are actually studio tracks, I believe. The one you just heard is called Sick Bitch, and that's off their first EP released in 2006 called Suspects, and one right before that. I believe it's unreleased. It might be on a new album I think they're working on. Anyway, the song is called Broken Guitar, and absolutely great song right there. And here are some of the other songs you heard. Pain and Fear, you heard Stupid Girl, Lost and Wasted, Fuck You Baby, Alive and Jaded, and I started this set off from Toys in the Forest with Sympathy for a Dead Man, which was also on the first EP, I believe, Suspects. And like I said, four of those tracks were recorded at the Capitol Studios in Paris, and I believe a couple of them were recorded in Belgium as well. But again, many thanks to Max, the lead singer and guitar player, as well as Toff on bass, Pierre on drums, and Three Quarter on guitar. Just a great, absolutely fantastic live band right there. And like I was telling Max, man, that's what says it all right there. There's a lot of bands out there that sound pretty good in the studio, don't sound worth a fuck, man, live. And that's a true telling of the band right there, like with Toys in the Forest, that they can back it up, sound as good live as they do in the studio. Fantastic band right there, and I hope you like that, Toys in the Forest. And look on jambonee.com here coming up soon with Shaz and her interview with Max from Toys in the Forest. That should be coming up pretty soon, and it's good to see Shaz on board with us. She just took off and left. We got Jacqueline jumped on the chat when I was playing this last set, and Tommy Brewster. It's good to see Tommy back, and Jacqueline as well. They've both been on my show and the chat board in the past, and it's been a while since Jacqueline's been on, and it's good to see her. And as I said, good to see Tommy that just jumped on. And we got Chris from the United Kingdom, and Helderado from Texas, and Toker Dave from Las Vegas, and nice chat board tonight. Appreciate everybody's support. And again, I hope you like that set right there from Toys in the Forest. And I mentioned here a week or two ago or on my other podcast about a roundtable discussion that they're trying to get together over at, let me grab my paperwork right here real quick, over at punkinbeansradio.com, Josh E.P. from Outlaw Radio Chicago and Keep It Country. They're trying to get ready around, smoke some more pot and get all fucked up and then try to talk. It never works out, but I do it anyway. Anyway, we had tried to get a roundtable talk to going with a bunch of us, and hasn't quite worked out yet. We're trying to work on Skype, getting about six of us on the line at the same time, and I guess they tried it with five people, and it still didn't work out very good. But we're trying to do this roundtable conversation with a bunch of us doing shows and podcasts, and we'll try to get it going here pretty soon, and I'll keep you informed as we go down the road with that. And I want to, anyway, give a shout-out to Josh E.P. from Outlaw Radio Chicago for running my plug on a show. And he sent me one of his, and I was more than happy to play it and, you know, help support these radio shows like Josh E.P.'s Outlaw Radio Chicago, as well as Misfits Radio. Misfits, he has a radio show here at flapdaddy.com. He's on all day Fridays, most every single week. And for the most part, he plays it throughout the whole weekend. So you can hop on flapdaddy.com anytime on a Friday and throughout the weekend, and you get a good chance of hearing Misfits Radio. And he puts on an absolutely fantastic show. And as well as over at section86.com, where they put on my show, the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, there's a brand new episode from Whiskey and Waterbeds, number 35, with your host Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup. And what's cool about this podcast 35 they just did is it's the first one they did live here at Flap Daddy and recorded it. I think they recorded it last Sunday, and it just came out yesterday, Thursday, at section86.com, so check out the brand new Whiskey and Waterbeds. And a great bunch of guys there, man. They've been a lot of help to me, and just a hell of a show they put on there. As well as if you go to Whiskey and Waterbeds at MySpace, you'll find, a lot of their past shows on there, as well as Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup. They each got their own separate podcast they do. Whiskey Brian has a podcast called Trying Times, and yeah, Joey Fuckup has the Hayride to Hell. And all three of them are worth listening to, man. They're just absolutely fantastic shows, and many props to those guys for doing what they do. You know, it's a lot of work to put out all those, and man, they do it well. You know, so anyway, that's just a few of the bands. Don't forget, It Burns When I Pee from Blake Clayton. He has an episode out too there at section86.com, as well as there's going to be a new Vertebreaker out pretty soon. So anyway, been babbling like I always do, but a lot of shows over there at section86.com to help support me. And man, I'm all for that. That's for sure. And like I said, appreciate you guys taking time to tune in and being on a chat board with me. What I'm going to do right now is shift gears quite a bit, actually, from what you've been hearing most of the show tonight. And like I say, on here I play classic rock, metal, country, and some blues. And I'm not sure if you want to classify this as pure country. It's just actually good country if you want me. If you ask me, this is the great Unknown Henson. And I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootlegger Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
This is Unknown Henson. I'm 25 year old and I'm making my first recording, and I'd like to send it back to my girl back home. Damn bitch, she inspired it. Let's play it, boys. From jail to hell, I ain't done nothing to deserve this time I serve, but I'd steal or kill to find my way back to her. There's a fox back home robbing the roost, stealing my chickadee. When I catch them, I'll cook their goose, just you wait and see. From jail to hell, it's all the same to me. Play your violin. Where's that steel guitar? I got a score to settle way back home. Chickadee has been unfair. Let me out, warden, I promise to return, and you can fry me in your electric chair. From jail to hell, my whole damn life has been a shame. Chickadee and her fox will soon feel the wrath of my pain. From jail to hell, in my town, it's the only game. Thank you. Is that a take? Y'all, was that a keeper? I'd play it again if you want me to. Huh? What? Contract.
Shadows, I never see no light. You won't catch me running from no down fight. I pick and sing, I got it to do, and I'm a coming, darling, to a town near you. Well, you ain't seen nothing like me before. I'm the king of country western to the doors.
That's right.
Now all you mans, take one step back, and I'll show your womans just how to act. I can hold my liquor and talk a blue streak, and I can do it all night long, every night of the week. No, you won't catch me passing out on the floor. I'm the king of country western to the doors. And when I sing my chart-topping country western hits, all the women scream and their husbands have a jealous fit.
Country western, baby, that's all I play.
Here to stay, and I'll stare you down, hoss, till you look away. I'll serenade them womans and piss off their mans. I got nothing to lose.
I don't give a damn.
No, I ain't somebody you can choose to ignore. I'm the king
the country western troubadours.
Hell yeah.
No, you ain't seen nothing like me before. I'm the king of country western troubadours.
That's right. Country western troubadours. Country western troubadour, 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 troubadour. Troubadour. Country western troubadour, 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 troubadour.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Joshy P, host of Outlaw Radio out of Chicago. I air live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central at www.punkandbeansradio.com. If you are looking for a good time, I play nothing but the current underground, bluegrass, country, rockabilly, psychobilly, what have you. So if you want, crack open a cold beer, get rowdy, and come out every Tuesday night to Outlaw Radio Chicago. For more information, head on over to myspace.com/outlawradio2.
I done some hard time in prison, 30 years in the can. I was slightly convicted of killing a man in dark solitary. I never lost hope. The Lord, he forgave me, 'cause I didn't take dope. Beware all you hippies with long stringy hair and you bell-bottom bridges with a big old white flare. Satan's a-sinking your free love boat, but I'll go on floating, 'cause I don't take dope. I don't take dope, hell no. And I don't give a damn about crack, crank, nor coke. It's there in the Bible, that's where it's wrote, that I'll go to heaven, 'cause I don't take dope. You down right. Liquor is legal to buy and to sell. I don't need no acid trip, I don't need no toke. My conscience is clear, 'cause I don't take dope. I don't take dope, hell no. I won't fill my lungs with that communist smoke. Don't offer me powder, don't offer me pills. I ain't snorting nothing through your $100 bill. It don't look sanitary, that ring in your nose. I'll just say hell no, no thank you, 'cause I don't take dope. No, I ain't a doper. No sirree, no. I know the Lord loves me, 'cause I don't take dope. Yes, I'll go to heaven, 'cause I don't take dope.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. That's from the Target Practice album right there. That, of course, was the great Unknown Henson, and I don't take dope. I have a big question about that, but we'll go on. The King of Country Western Troubadours, there's a song right before I Don't Take Dope, and I started this Unknown Henson set off with From Jail to Hell, and all three of those came off the Target Practice album from, like I said, Unknown Henson, and yeah, I'm thinking he might take a little dope, or, you know, who knows, maybe I need to take more dope. I think that's what it is. Anyway, hey, hope you like something in that Unknown Henson set right there, and hey, I want to give a shout out to Jared. Jared hosts the Hank and Chain show here at flapdaddy.com. Hasn't been on all goddamn year, but goddamn it, he's on the chat board right now, and it's good to see Jared back with us. And like I said earlier, Jacqueline hopped on, and Tommy from New Zealand hopped on, and Tommy's been on my show in the past quite a few times, and it's good to have him on. And I want to give a big shout out to my friend over there in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Yeah, he's my GDBMFF. That's my goddamn best motherfucking friend forever. I've told you that before, but he might be listening tonight, and if he is, man, just bear with me, man, and some of this music. Some you'll like, some you won't, and you might like some of this next set. I got a little bit of show to go yet, and a lot of music to play, so I'm going to just continue right now without any more babbling. This next song right here, the band's called Heaven's Basement, and the song I'm going to play is Executioner's Day. And this song was sent to me from earlier. I talked to you about Shaz. She was on the chat with us for a while. Rockaholic Promotions. And she sent me this band here, Heaven's Basement. And this song here is called Executioner's Day. Yeah.
see little creatures chasing out their destinies. Living in their pools, they soon forget about the sea. We'll be right back.
but it's my turn to drive. Like a whirlwind of leaves, swinging out like a breeze.
from one of the many, many live Rush albums. Three song block right there from Rush. That, of course, was Stick It Out. The song before that was called Driven. And I started that three song Rush out with one of my favorite of the older Rush songs, Natural Science. And I started this set here off with a band called Heaven's Basement, sent to me by Shaz, the Rockaholic at Rockaholic Promotions. She was on the chat with us earlier, and like I said, here pretty soon she has a interview with Max from Toys in the Forest, and that'll be at jamboni.com here coming up pretty soon, and I'll let you know more about that when it comes out. And from the sounds of it, it was a pretty cool interview, and I'm really looking forward to reading it when it comes out online. So hope you like that, and I hope you like that Rush set right there. Man, I'm going to go overtime tonight like I always do, and man, I got another set of music here, three-song block, and yeah, I've been jumping all over, man, metal and country, and not too much blues tonight, but well, I'm going to go right back to some country right now. This band right here is Jason Bolan and the Stragglers, and I'm going to play a nice little, fairly short three-song block from Jason Bolan and the Stragglers.
Cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snatchers are two things that stay the same. So when the world starts spinning and your head hurts, there's a cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snapshirt. Yeah, the shade tree mechanic is a dinosaur, and you can't cuss, you can't smoke, or spit on the floor, and don't hit on a woman, 'cause she might sue. You can't buy beer in this state past two, but that cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts are two things that stay the same. So when the world starts spinning and your head hurts, there's a cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirt. Well, now Buddha is legal, but Jesus ain't. The saints are all sinners and the sinners are saints. That's not how you play, it's the final score. But don't show mash on me too many more. But that cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts are two things that stay the same. So when the world starts spinning and your head hurts, there's a cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts. Of a ring, and daddy doesn't smile when a mockingbird sings. The kids are in school, but they're all packing guns. The losers live forever, and the good die young. But that cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts are two things that stay the same. So when the world stops spinning and your head hurts, there's a cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirt. Now the stars are all falling out of the sky. The doors are all locked and the bottle is dry. So pass me a chew and I'll sing you a song. If there's a problem with that, we can get it on. 'Cause that cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts are two things that stay the same. So when the world starts spinning and your head hurts, there's a cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts. Cheap bourbon, whiskey, and pearl snap shirts.
It takes a lot of thought to write a love song this special. My baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. Baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves her late night calls on the telephone. And my baby loves me when I'm stoned.
Oh, she makes me see the picture, and she makes me see red. She puts me on a pedestal and then messes with my head. She don't want me in an office or in a three-piece suit. She'd rather see me in dirty jeans and boots. My baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. And loves the late night calls on the telephone. And my baby loves me when I'm stoned. There we go. Every time that we're together, oh, she cuts all the slack. She knows I ain't myself till I knock a couple back. It'll lead your life to ruin, take you to an early grave. At least that's what those people always say. But my baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves the late night calls on the telephone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. I ain't never gonna leave that girl alone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned.
Thank you very much.
We started a tour out in Denver, Colorado. And I made the first one, but I did not make the second show. 'Cause I met a girl there that brought about quite a big change. Then I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. I guess you could say that my love life was not up to par. Too many nights alone had left some permanent scars. She treated me nice, not like I find her again. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. Well, I brought it on myself and I guess that I shouldn't complain. I'll be damned if I'll ever do any more of that cocaine. She took me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. And I turn to other things and try and make my daydreams real. You can't replace a woman's face or feel. She swore she'd love me, and I swore that I'd do the same. And then I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name.
son, you can't do anymore all that cocaine. She took me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. Kinda overdid it in Denver and I just can't remember her name.
Yeah, a little bit of trivia I was just informed of. I didn't realize that was a Hank Jr. penned song in a great version right there. Jason Bowen and the Stragglers of Hank Jr.'s OD'd in Denver. And man, pretty great acoustic version right there. And that was a live track. And before that, you heard a live track from a different venue, and it's called When I'm Stoned. I believe that's the name of the song, When I'm Stoned. And I started the three-set block from Jason Bowen and the Stragglers off with, I don't know, one of my favorite albums, or excuse me, one of my favorite songs that he does. The song's called Pearl Snaps. And hope you like some of that Jason Bowen and the Stragglers right there. That pretty much runs out my show for tonight. I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Got a really nice chat going tonight. And just had Taprat just jumped on the board right at the end of the show. And good to see John stop in here. He has a show as well right here at flapdaddy.com Tuesdays from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time called The Rat. And he plays a lot of Star Trek related episodes, plays a lot of live music that he records and he helps record. And he plays movies too over the weekends and on Tuesdays sometimes. So check out the show called The Rat right here at flapdaddy.com. with your host Taprat, and good to see John on the board, man. And got a, like I said, nice chat room going tonight, and I certainly appreciate that. And as well as you guys tuning in, and Shaz for sending me the band Heaven's Basement for sure, and you know everything she does to help out my show, man. She's got my player on her page and puts my bulletin up there, and puts bulletins and blogs out for my show. And man, you can't ask for more than that. That's what she does, man. She wants to help out bands that are independent. And shows like mine, and man, that's priceless, priceless indeed, and many thanks to Shaz for that. And I'm going to end the show here with a couple three songs, like I always do, but I just wanted to remind everybody to go to section86.com and check out all the shows there. The new Whiskey and Waterbeds, number 35. You got the latest at Burns When I Pee with Blake Clayton. That's episode 33. It's a Halloween episode, but damn well worth your downloading or going over there and just listening to it. And Outlaw Radio Chicago. Josh AP over there, man, many props to him for running my promo, and man, much appreciated of that. And don't forget to check out Vivid One Photography. She's got a new MySpace up and running. Her and a couple of her friends, I guess they're going to start trying to get interviews with bands and getting something going there. It's called Rock Angels Rock Report, and that's a work in progress right now, as well as her new photography studio that she's opening up. So, you know, much support to all those guys. Billy from Keep It Metal Music Promotions and Rockaholic Promotions, man. They keep this show going, and I certainly appreciate that. And once again, I guess I'll talk to you guys next show, which will be podcast number 52. But until then, man, you guys have a good week and weekend, and I'll see you right back here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and y'all take care. Now, this last song right here I'm going to be playing is, again, old school. Going to go back to some old Steppenwolf music, and you guys have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Three more times. the world ought to know about. And when I get tied in knots, they all want us to raiden me out. But every now and then I catch one on my chin, and at times like these I guess they ain't nobody sees. I need a float to crawl and a wall to climb, a 20-foot hall and the door I can hide behind. Because when I fall, who knows what I might find. I need a floor to crawl and a wall to climb. So if you don't see me out, look underneath the cracks. Don't let yourself have a doubt, I won't be coming back. It may be a year or in a month or two, but in 100 million tears, my dear, I'll be running right back.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has just what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.